If you're out of work and looking for a job, you are learning about a changing economy and how you might fit into it or not in a new way. And if you look long and hard enough at your own skill set, you may find you can do many more things than you first thought. UCLA professor Mike Rose has taken a look at this and is out with a book, The Mind at Work, which may help you recognize some talent and experience you might take for granted. For this week's work segment, we're talking with him as well as with our trusty work contributor, Beth Kobliner, who is also the author of a book. Hers is Get a Financial Life. Good to have you both with us. Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Beth.
Hi.
Hi there.
Mike, you got this idea, as I understand it, for the book from your late mother, who happened to be a waitress, and her skills you felt were transferable to a career which you might not predict. Tell us about that.
Well, Miles, I grew up in a working-class family. You know, my uncles were machinists. My mother was a waitress. A lot of folks worked in factories. And I just always had the sense that these folks were smart people. And I undertook this project to try and demonstrate all the intelligence involved in the kinds of blue-collar work that we were just talking about. So my mother, for example, I mean, she was very adept at remembering things. She was really good at taking in a room at a glance and knowing what was going right and what wasn't going right. She was great at prioritizing things that would fly at her, right, and be able to move about a busy restaurant. She was really good at reading people. I mean, those are pretty impressive intellectual skills.
And you're multitasking if you're a waitress. There's a lot of things you have to do to make that work. I guess, Beth, let's bring you in on this. How do you turn that into something that is sort of saleable on a resume?
Right.
It's sometimes hard to explain this if you're applying for a job that's completely far afield.
Right. Well, first off, you know, as we said, unemployment right now is at 10%, but blue-collar workers have been especially hard hit, and we have to say that. You know, everybody knows about closing of factories, but if you look at specific jobs as December, the highest unemployment rate is among construction workers with a rate of more than 22%. But that group, and because of the economy, you want to be more nimble. And one example would be conventional thinking is blue-collar workers usually don't have resumes. You know, the last 20 years, that was not something they do. So more and more, there was an article in the Chicago Times about how they are starting to put together resumes and put things on resumes such as did more customer interaction or developed. Mike has a great example in his book about his uncle developed a product as a paint sprayer, which then went on to save the company money. So really having targeted resumes that can help you get other jobs perhaps in the same field or other fields.
The expression is you need to toot your own horn a little bit, and this is important, and it's also important, Dr. Rose, to know what to toot. And what would you suggest to viewers, sort of a takeaway for them, on how they would go through this self-examination and see these talents and skills?
Well, I think one thing you would do would be to sit down and really ask yourself the kinds of questions that you and Beth are raising right now. What really did I do on that job that I just had? You know, what were the kinds of things that I had to do every day and had to do well? What kinds of intellectual skills were involved in this? Even at first glance, if it doesn't seem like there was much there, there may be more there than you think. And then the question becomes, are these transferable to other kinds of work? Now, Miles, I want to make a point here. I don't want to be glib about this. I mean, obviously, we can't willy-nilly drop from one job to another. I'm a pretty good problem solver in the work I do, but you put me in the middle of a pulmonary clinic, and I would be, you know, pretty incompetent.
But we got the OR set up right here, Mike. We were just going to test
this is
you out.
Very honest of you.
I'm on my way over, Beth.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the point I do want to make is that if you have developed skills in solving problems or in prioritizing a lot that's coming at you or at reading people, then that does give you an orientation and a body of experience in being competent in those kinds of skills. And as you learn a new area, as you build a knowledge base in a new kind of work, and if someone, maybe yourself or someone there at work, can point out to you the overlap between the kinds of things you used to be able to do and what you can do now, then I think that gives you a real advantage.
All right, and Beth, just quickly, what's easier? Which direction? Blue collar to white collar to blue collar?
I think it's tricky, but I liked what Mike talked to me about once, that, you know, a hair cutter. You think, oh, it's a hair cutter. But he said, people go into a hair cutter and say, you know what? I want a summery look. You know, I would be like, what the heck does that mean? But a good hair cutter knows what a summery look means, taking the abstract to concrete. And I think understanding you have that skill will take you a long way when you're putting that on your resume.
Beth Kobliner here, Mike Rose in Los Angeles. Thank you both.
Thank you.
That was great.
Welcome.